This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri v. Daniel R. Overstreet, decided April 29, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. State of Missouri, Respondent, v. WD8681, Daniel R. Overstreet, filed April 29, 2025, Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Boone County, the Honorable Kevin Crane, Judge before Division 1, Karen King Mitchell, Presiding Judge, Lisa White Hardwick, Judge, and Mark Deep Pfeiffer, Judge Daniel Overstreet, appeals his convictions for 7 counts of first-degree statutory sodomy and 1 count of attempted first-degree sodomy. He contends the Circuit Court plainly erred in not reading the reminder recess instruction in its entirety to the jury before 3 recesses during trial. For reasons explained herein, we affirm. Factual and procedural history. The state charged Overstreet with 8 counts of first-degree statutory sodomy and 1 count of attempted first-degree sodomy. A jury trial was held. At trial, Overstreet's daughter, stepdaughter, and their friend testified to incidents or attempted incidents of hand-to-genital contact, mouth-to-genital contact, and anal intercourse to Overstreet committed. The jury found Overstreet guilty on 8 counts and not guilty on 1 count. The court sentenced him to 20 years in prison on each count to run consecutively for a total of 160 years. Overstreet appeals. Analysis. In his sole point on appeal, Overstreet contends the Circuit Court erred in giving shortened forms of the recess instruction on 3 occasions during the trial. He claims this error violated his rights to due process and a fair and impartial jury. Before the jury was sworn, the court read MAICR 4th 400-04-1. This instruction informed the jurors that, among other things, until the case was given to them to decide, they must not discuss any subject connected with the trial among themselves, form or express any opinion about the trial, talk to others about the case, or permit others to discuss it with them or in their hearing. The court told the jurors that their decision must be based only on the evidence presented in the courtroom, and they were not to research the case on the internet or read, view, or listen to any media report of the trial. The court told the jurors it would remind them of this at each court recess. During the trial, the court read the full reminder recess instruction, MAICR 4th 400.04.2, before 7 recesses. The court again reminds you of what you were told at the first recess of the court. Until you retire to consider your verdict, you must not discuss this case among yourselves or with others, or permit anyone to discuss it in your hearing. You should not form or express any opinion about the case until it is finally given to you to decide. Do not do any research or investigation on your own about any matter regarding this case or anyone involved with the trial. Do not communicate with others about the case by any means. Do not read, view, or listen to any newspaper, radio, electronic communication from the internet or television report of the trial. Three before 3 other recesses, however, the court did not read the full instruction. Instead, the court told the jury before 1 afternoon recess, "Remember what I keep telling you. Don't talk about the case or form or express anything about it until it's finally given to you to decide." Before a lunch recess, the court told the jury, "Remember what I keep telling you about not talking about the case or looking at the internet or anything about it until it's finally given to you to decide." Lastly, before a morning recess, the court told the jury, "And again, I remind you not to talk about the case until it's finally given to you to decide, okay?" Overstreet acknowledges the reminder. Recess instruction need not be read verbatim to the jury. As notes on use 3 to MAICR 4th 400.04 states, MAICR 4th 400.04.2 may be given in any other form so long as it complies with section 494.495 RSMO. Section 494.495.1 details the specific information the court is to tell jurors before each recess. 8. Each adjournment, the court shall admonish them that it is their duty not to converse among themselves, nor to suffer others to converse with them or in their hearing on any subject connected with the trial, or to form or express any opinion thereon until the cause is finally submitted to them, or until they return to the jury room to continue their deliberations. Overstreet argues the court's 3 shortened forms of the reminder recess instruction did not comply with section 494.495 because they failed to advise jurors not to form an opinion about the case. Overstreet did not assert this objection at trial. When the circuit court does not comply with MAI CR4,